Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, it is so true. And I love Radio MD. I get to, you know, talk with the wonderful Andrea Donsky all the time and David Pollack on Beauty Inside Out. And, you know, I think that part of natural living and being naturally savvy is knowing what to eat for beauty and for health. Don't you, Andrea?
I absolutely agree, Lisa.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So we've got the wonderful Lisa Dreyer. She is a registered dietitian. She's the author of The Beauty Diet. Looking Great Has Never Been So Delicious. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you on. When did you discover this connection between what we're eating and how it affects our appearance?
Sure. Well, I was doing a lot of reporting for CNN, and I was looking at various health studies and nutrition studies, and what I found was that a lot of the research revealed a link between the nutrients that we consume and our features, our hair, our skin, our nails, even our teeth as well, and our eyes. So I found it fascinating, and I would, you know, report on these different studies, and I thought to myself, wow, you know, consumers, especially women, can really use some practical tips out of all of this research. So I actually came out with my first book, Strong, Slim, and 30, and there was a whole chapter on eating for beautiful skin. And as I gathered more and more studies, I realized that that chapter could really be expanded into a whole book. And that's when I converted that chapter basically into my second book, The Beauty Diet, which is basically my comprehensive guide to beauty nutrition, what to eat for more beautiful skin, healthier hair, brighter eyes, whiter teeth, and an all-around healthy body shape as well.
No, I think what you're saying is very true. And, you know, I remember I'm a big fish oil lover. Barleans, Carlson, Nordic Naturals, that they're like go-to all the time. And what was happening is, I guess, well, what it does is it feeds your, you know, your nails and your hair and your skin. And my hairdresser, every time I would go, she would say, "You have the most gorgeous hair, Andrea. What are you doing it for?" And I would say, "I'm eating fish oil." So you make a really good point, right? So what we're eating, what we put in our body can help, you know, different parts of our bodies. So, congratulations.
Thank you. And if you think about it, you know, the basic building blocks of our features basically comes from nutrition. So hair is about 97% protein. So that's why people who consume carbohydrates all the time and really limit their protein intake can actually suffer from hair loss or dry, brittle hair. Same thing with a lack of iron in the diet. You know, iron is really important. It helps carry oxygen to hair follicles. It's also really important for skin as well. So, you know, it's really important to consume a diet rich in beauty nutrients in order to give yourself the nutritional foundation for your features.
Well, share some of these beauty nutrients with us in addition to the omega-3s. And then I'd also love for you to talk about how sugar is one, obviously not a beauty nutrient. It's actually a beauty don't, isn't it?
Absolutely, that's right. And my top 10 beauty foods feature the best sources of beauty nutrients like yogurt for calcium and kiwi for vitamin C, which are all important. But as you mentioned, right, there are certain nutrients that you want to steer clear of. And sugar is a big one. And many people consume excess sugar. I mean, the limit, according to the American Heart Association, is that women should consume no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar a day or about 100 calories. But a recent study found that we're consuming more than 3 times that 6 teaspoon limit. And the problem is, in addition to adding on extra pounds, sugar can actually sabotage our skin. It can actually lead to wrinkles and acne as well. So it's really important, yes, that's right, to limit our sugar intake, but it's a little bit tricky because you really have to be a little bit of a detective. You know, the ingredient panels, that is the nutrition facts panels, do not distinguish between sugars that are present naturally in foods, such as the sugars found in fruit and milk, and those that are added during processing. So you want to look at ingredient lists and look for terms like corn syrup, fruit juice concentrate, high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, and, of course, sugar as well, in order to really identify hidden sugars in foods. And also keep in mind, you know, sugar can show up in places that you might not expect it to, such as ketchup and salad dressings, tomato sauce. So, you know, foods that you don't typically think of as being sweet. So really important to limit sugar intake. And one of the easiest ways to do it is really to choose a no-calorie sugar sweetener. And there are a lot out there, but I particularly love Nectress Natural No-Calorie Sweetener because it's 100% natural. So the sweetness actually comes from monk fruit. It's a fruit that's been cultivated in Asia for centuries, and monk fruit extract is the main sweetening ingredient in Nectress, and it really tastes great.
You know, it's great. You know, it's so interesting you talk about monk fruit, because we recently wrote a book called Label Lessons. It was a free ebook that we gave out on our site. And one of the products that we wrote about, which was Hero Nutritionals, they do yummy bears and, you know, they do a slice of life vitamin, and they use monk fruit as well. And what we found out is that monk fruit also has antioxidants in it, which is really, you know, which in a way is healthy for us. So you're eating, you know, these alternative sugars. So something like a Nectress or that has the monk fruit in it, and it has, I think it's mangrosides, right? That's the antioxidant.
Exactly. Those are the antioxidants in the monk fruit that provide the sweetness. And it's actually, monk fruit extract is 150 times sweeter than sugar. And that's why a little bit really goes a long way. And, you know, I just love the fact that it's all natural. And it really allows you to enjoy the sweet taste of sugar without all the calories. And it's so versatile. You know, you could basically use it wherever you would use sugar, whether it's in your coffee and tea, on top of cereal and fruit. I've even baked with it. And I can tell you, I made chocolate chip cookies with my daughter, and I used Nectress in place of the sugar, and it was delicious. It really tasted sweet, delicious, just what you would expect in chocolate chip cookies.
Well, talk to me a little bit for a minute about Nectress, because I'm a big alternative sweetener fan. I mean, I love alternative sweeteners for many reasons, that they don't raise blood sugar, you know, and that they do replace, they don't have the calories that regular sugar has. So Nectress itself, is it a non-GMO sweetener?
Absolutely. It is absolutely non-GMO. It's all natural ingredients. And it really contributes no calories to your diet. It's really an insignificant contribution in terms of calories. So it really allows people to cut back on the calories from added sugar. So you could really, you know, enjoy that sweet, rich taste of sugar without consuming all of the extra calories. So
that's
why I love it so much.
Yeah, other great alternatives are like xylitol, erythritol, agave, which has, you know, a little bit of, that does have sweetener like fructose. But there are so many great alternatives to sugar out there. Why go for the sugar if you can avoid it, especially if, like you said, if you're baking or if you're using it in your coffee or at home?
Exactly. And you mentioned erythritol, which has a high digestive tolerance as well. It's one of the few sugar alcohols that is easily digested. And that's actually used in Nectress, just a small amount to give it some bulk. You know, the extract by itself would not give it the properties needed for use as an ingredient in foods. And just to give you an example, like if you add 2 teaspoons of sugar to your morning coffee, that's 32 calories. That might not sound like a whole lot, but then if you have 3 cups of coffee, you've already maxed out on that sugar limit that I mentioned earlier for the entire day.
Well, it definitely adds up.
Exactly. So if you use a packet of Nectress, you're basically saving 32 calories per beverage, because one packet is equivalent to the sweetness in 2 teaspoons of sugar.
Now, Lisa, in your opinion, do you think that things are going to start changing where you're going to see more and more products made with the alternative sweeteners? For example, there's a chocolate that I buy that they use stevia in. There's a soda that I like that uses stevia and erythritol. Do you think Nectress is going to come out with anything? Because for me, there's like certain things I still like to eat, certain types of dark chocolate or other foods that have a little bit of sugar, but I'd love to see them go, you know, alternative natural sweetener route. What do you think?
I know. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you that I would love for that to happen, because I think that it's such a great product, and, you know, it really has so many great applications, like you say, especially, you know, let's face it, Americans like sweet foods. I mean, I have a sweet tooth, and, you know, we all want to have our cake and eat it too, so I would love for that to happen, and I'm sure if it happens, I will definitely tell you about it.
Terrific. Well, Lisa, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for being on our show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and check out The Beauty Diet for more great tips on how to eat and improve your beauty from the inside out.
We definitely will.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.